questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, everyone. Dear sisters and brothers, welcome to IRB English Radio. This is Q&A on Islamic belief, where we shed lights on your main questions. I'm Asma, your host for today's episode. It's the time of Muharram, so I hereby offer my condolences to all the lovers of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Here with me, I have a brother, Nur Muhammad, a scholar of religious studies. Assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for coming. There are many poems and true stories regarding the generosity and kindness of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. We know that he is the one who would save us all from the storms of misery. But there comes a little point in here that even in poetry we have heard about it. Will he forgive those black-hearted, brutal creatures who slaughtered him and his company on the day of Ashura?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. No. The absolute answer to that is negative.
Why you say it with such boldness?
Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I only forgive those people who repent to me. Okay, You have to have kind of repentance toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. But those who did this crime and, you know, caused the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, they never repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you look at the pages of history, you find very clearly that they did not repent once, even for once, toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that repentance of Allah and the forgiveness of Allah comes to those people who commit some evil actions with ignorance. Ignorance here means not to pridefully, you know, commit any crime.
And brag about it.
And to brag about it. And do not have, you know, anad, which means let some kinds of, you know, brag about that, or to have pride that I committed this evil. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I only forgive those people who committed an evil in an ignorant way.
They were not aware of what they were doing.
Exactly. And they, ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ, and they very quickly, they ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And not that they did it supposedly and consciously.
Exactly. Yes. And, the, you know, very quickly coming back toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask forgiveness from Him. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Only for those people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them and will shower them with His blessings. So, another point is that about the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, it was not a personal point.
Exactly.
That Imam wanted to forgive them. Rather, it was you can find a point related to the Ummah. And more than that, it is related to human being.
Yes. And we see that the one who is responsible for the bloodshed of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the one who is going to take revenge, is Allah Himself.
Exactly. Rather, they wanted to destroy the message of Islam. They wanted to destroy the heritage of the noble Prophet Muhammad. For example, Imam al-Hussein said, أَلَا تَرَوْنَ أَنَّ الْحَقَّ لَا يُعْمَلُ بِهِ وَأَنَّ الْبَاطِلَ لَا يُتَنَاهَا عَنْ. Don't you see that they do not practice and do not care about the truth, and they do not forbid from the evil action? لِيَرْغَبَ الْمُؤْمِنُ فِي لِقَاءِ اللَّهِ مُحِقَّةً. It is a necessity upon faithful people to seek for the visiting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to sacrifice whatever you have in order to rescue the truth and to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and forbid from the evil. And then he said, وَإِنِّي لَا أَرَى الْمَوْتَ إِلَّا سَعَادَةً وَالْحَيَاةَ مَعَ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا بَرَمًا. I do not see the death except felicity, and to having life with the oppressors except the perishness. وَالْحَيَاةَ مَعَ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا بَرَمًا. And to be alive with the oppressors, to be a perish. And then he said that you see that if you look at the speeches of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam talking about the philosophy of his uprising, you see that Imam al-Hussein himself emphasized on this point that I never stand by injustice, and these people and these dhalimeen, these oppressors, they were against the truth. They were against the justice of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wassalam, and they wanted to remove Athar al-Nubuwwah. They wanted to remove the message of Noble Prophet Muhammad, and they wanted to completely and absolutely remove the this divine religion of Islam. And because of that, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam stood against those oppressors. So, very briefly, the answer is negative, because never Imam al-Hussein wanted to forgive or ask any forgiveness for those killers of him.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
And of course, his forgiveness and the forgiveness of God, just as you mentioned, goes to those who wish that repentance. They come to a point at which they feel regretful for what they have done. So the forgiveness of Allah would come to them. But those who did things consciously and with so much of bragging about it, so there would be no forgiveness, especially if that regret comes in the afterworld, at the Day of Judgment. So it's very much late.
Exactly. Even while we want to leave this world, okay, mm-hmm. in the time of the times very close to death, even in that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept the repentance. Your repentance should be while you are alive, and before the coming of your death, we should ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu mm-hmm. wa ta'ala, let alone to hereafter. Because after your death, after all this, we have no time. Time is over for repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is exact time for visiting what we have done in this physical world.
Exactly. And also we have that quotation by Imam Ali alayhi salam in Dua al-Kumail. So we see that he says that I swear that if it wasn't about the promise of God, then he would have forgiven everyone. But he has promised that there would be a day in which those people who did not believe in him, who went across the borders of God, would be punished. So it's a promise done by God. And he would, of course, punish the people who have been the cause of misery to infallible people like Ahlul Bayt and also to the human beings.
Exactly. The point that you mentioned is absolutely right, because we have in the narration and even in the verse of Quran that I shared with you, we have that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for those people who have committed a crime, inadan, which means by the, let's say, arrogantly.
Purposefully.
Purposefully and very, you know, by
consciously, they were all aware of the consequences of what they were going.
Yes, exactly. And because of that, they committed any crime that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not forgive them. And those people, they do not have any chance for repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because not having done that purposefully means I do not want to repent.
Yes.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And I did it consciously. And, you know, and I
know the consequences, yet I do it.
And I never regret that. Mm-hmm. I never regret that. And you see, many, unfortunately, some people, even nowadays, they're having pride for the, you know, martyrdom, you know, causing the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein, like some of these Daeshi takfiri groups.
Yeah.
You have seen, they, you know, consciously they commit murder and crimes, and they, you know, very clearly and publicly they say that we are following Yazid and we want to continue the path of Yazid and other killers of Imam al-Hussein.
Exactly.
Alayhi salatu wassalam.
So we see the answer to the question we already mentioned at the beginning of this episode is, of course, no, and a big no, because it's a promise that is done by Allah, and He is the one who would do the revenge, and He is responsible for taking revenge. And of course, that taking revenge will eventually happen in this world by the appearance of Imam al-Mahdi ajalallah farajah.
Excellent.
So, and also, there comes another question. Shall we take a lesson from this story? I mean, the fact that those people are not going to be forgiven because they did something purposefully and consciously. So we have to take this lesson also, that we should go for thinking and regret for the things that we did wrong, because there would come a day in which there is no time and no chance for us to be forgiven.
Exactly. And the one of the ethical lessons that we can have here is to very quickly ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to postpone it.
Yeah.
It is very important.
And do not justify your sins.
Exactly. Not to justify your sins and to understand it and to recognize it. It is
exactly
very important. And then quickly ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even sometimes we commit some minor sins,
yeah,
but to not to look at as a minor.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have, you know, disobeyed Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So, yeah. So it's a mystical point of view.
Yes.
That whatever you do wrong, even if it is a little thing, it would be something very huge, because you are doing a disobedience to your Lord.
Not to belittle whatever we have done, whatever evil action we have done against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to look at it as a minor sin.
Exactly.
It is very important, because as you mentioned, sometimes we want to justify whatever we have done, mm-hmm, and to make it, you know, that make it to seem to be okay, that, for example, and
yeah,
to bring about some excuses about that. Very quickly ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to postpone it is one lesson that we can drive here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you for your information. Dear listeners, thank you for staying with us.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن